And when she had done giving him drink, she said, I will draw water for thy camels also until they have done drinking. He doth execute the judgment of the fatherless and widow, and loveth the stranger in giving him food and raiment. But he shall acknowledge the son of the hated for the firstborn, by giving him a double portion of all that he hath, for he is the beginning of his strength. The right of the firstborn is his. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law, that she might return from the country of Moab. For she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. My servants shall bring them down from Lebanon unto the sea, and I will convey them by sea in floats unto the place that thou shalt appoint me, and will cause them to be discharged there, and thou shalt receive them. And thou shalt accomplish my desire in giving food for my household. Then hear thou from heaven, and do, and judge thy servants by requiting the wicked, by recompensing his way upon his own head, and by justifying the righteous, by giving him according to his righteousness. And they sang together by course in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord, because he is good, for his mercy endureth forever toward Israel. And all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. But the eyes of the wicked shall fail, and they shall not escape, and their hope shall be as the giving up of the ghost. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not, fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. But there was a certain man called Simon, which before time in the same city used sorcery, and bewitched the people of Samaria, giving out that himself was some great one. And God, which knoweth the hearts, bare them witness, giving them the Holy Ghost, even as he did unto us. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God, who are Israelites, to whom pertaineth the adoption, and the glory, and the covenants, and the giving of the law, and the service of God, and the promises, and even things without life giving sound, whether pipe or harp, except they give a distinction in the sounds. How shall it be known what is piped or harped? Else when thou shalt bless with the Spirit, how shall he that occupieth the room of the unlearned say Amen at thy giving of thanks, seeing he understandeth not what thou sayest? Giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Ye Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but ye only. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. I exhort, therefore, that first of all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly, that in the latter time some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils, not giving heed to Jewish fables and commandments of men that turn from the truth. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not hindered. And beside this, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, even as Sodom and Gomorrah, and the cities about them in like manner, giving themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth for an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire.